WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
With some record-setting cold affecting the nation, it seems like a good time to review wind chill. There are six factors that influence how you feel when going outside. These are sunlight, wind, evaporative cooling, temperature, humidity, and clothing. The combination of these six factors determines whether a person feels hot, cold, comfortable, uncomfortable, or, like the porridge in Goldilocks and the Three Bears, just right. Wind chill is a way to express what it feels like outside. It is based on the rate of heat loss from exposed skin caused by the effect of wind and cold. As the wind increases, the body is cooled at a faster rate, causing the skin temperature to drop. Wind chill does not impact inanimate objects like car radiators and exposed water pipes because these objects cannot cool below the actual air temperature. In November of 2001, the National Weather Service implemented a revised wind chill temperature index designed to more accurately calculate how cold air feels on human skin. The former index, before 2001, used by the United States and Canada, was based on 1945 research of Antarctic explorers Sippel and Passel. They measured the cooling rate of water in a container hanging from a tall pole outside. A container of water will freeze faster than flesh. As a result, the previous wind chill index underestimated the time to freezing and overestimated the chilling effect of the wind. The new index is based on heat loss from exposed skin and was evaluated on human subjects. We can reduce the effects of the wind by wearing layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothing. The air trapped between the layers will insulate you. Outer garments should be tightly woven, water-repellent, and hooded. Be sure to wear a hat, too, since 40% of your body heat can be lost from your head. Cover your mouth to protect your lungs from extreme cold. Mittens, snug at the wrist, are actually better than gloves. And try to stay dry and out of the wind. If you have questions about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.